evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 12/31/2020. The last day of this 2020 year, preparing on the New Year's Eve of what is to come. But I will tell you what, one might pray that it would be better, and that it will be better for those of you out there who are strong with the Lord Jesus, and that Lord Jesus is strong with you. But I will remind you what Lord Jesus has to say. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, including not that far from me, down in Wichita, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now that's interesting. I'm going to call attention to it for the 10,000th time, okay? And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And then Lord Jesus, in a couple lines down, says, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. These be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. I'm just looking down Luke 21. It's where I'm doing. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, the key to all of this is, and you should start the new year off, if you have not already, you should start the new year off with having repentant of your sins and having asked Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, then you're going to have everlasting life with Him in heaven if you're to lose your life on this planet, okay? Now, you can't get any plainer than that. You believe it on Him, you repent of your sins and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart to be, you know, to be my Savior, then he's going to start to wash you clean, having already given his blood to do so, having been set down from our Father in heaven to do that very thing. Now, I would be remiss if I don't read John as well to you again. And it's the way to start the year off. The way to start the year off is by being immersed in the Word. By being immersed and filled with Lord Jesus. Okay? Filled up. The cool drink of water. The wonderful satisfaction of thirst and hunger. All of it. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know the way ye know. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Jesus says, after Philip sort of says, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus says unto him, I have been so long time with you, or have I been so long of a time with you, and yet thou hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now you need to look at that sentence structure. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. This is a marvelous understanding and gift the Lord Jesus is telling you about. Stand up and take advantage of that and own that. Own what the Lord Jesus is giving to you. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, his name is Jesus, by the way, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus, you go to John 14, you read the whole thing. Read it to your family tonight. Start the new year out right. Now let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus didn't say it was all going to be, you know, everybody's going to live and all this stuff, but a hair of your head shall not perish, even though they put you to death. Well, that's because in your patience possess ye your souls. Now, if you want to give them up and turn them over to Lucy and all that bit, then that's your right. But I'm going to tell you what, the best deal in town is Lord Jesus Christ. The best deal in town is that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus, and our Father in heaven set him down to give you the choice. And if you don't decide to choose, then the time of choosing is about up. It's about done, you see. So you better get with it. And in order to do this, you might not want to heed, you know, Matthew 25. Jesus' parable of the wise and foolish virgins. It is about preparations, physically preparing with lamp oil and wicks. That would also include food. And it gives you in there exactly what the Lord is going to say when you come to him. Oh, Lord, Lord, open the door to us. As the foolish virgins come after they had to go get their own lamp oil and prepare for the coming of the bridegroom. And what does the Lord Jesus say to them? Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Do whatever it is you can to prepare. And I'm going to tell you, this COVID, this vaccination stuff, all these things, and it won't be the last one. You're going to have to get this every year, you see. There'll be a COVID-47, a COVID-33, a COVID whatever it is. Or it might be some kind of a weirdo Ebola or some kind of another, you know, hemorrhagic type disease or flu. That's a real killer. Everybody gets this, but you see, then if they grab something new onto it, maybe there's a new duck or goose up there that's coming out of the alleged Red Chinese Li family. Clinic in Calgary, maybe there's a new bird flu that appears out of nowhere that's a hemorrhagic flu that somehow bites the polecat and the polecat bites the bat, and then that all comes down, and oh, then they release it somewhere. Like maybe they release it in a Costco up in one Costco in Washington State. 145 people, kaboom, got the COVID-19, the people that work there. Well, that tells you that somebody's releasing it in there. Somebody is coming in and putting it on there. It's just like the guy, the pharmacist assistant or doctor or whatever that was up there in the hospital who left out over 500 doses of the COVID vaccine overnight on purpose, you see. Now, I'm not advocating that anything. You make your decision about the vaccine, what to do, and all of that. I don't give the medical advice. I might tell you what I might do or not do. My inclination is not to go chase it, that's for sure. My inclination has been to do what I do. I have to take, and I have been taking, vitamin D3, okay, for years. I even was tested years and 3, 4, 5 years ago to see if I had a deficiency of vitamin D, because the doctor said, I don't believe you've got a sufficient. I said, yeah, I do. I've been taking it. and I was found to not be deficient in vitamin D, although my doctor back then told me that about 95% of the people he deals with, where he's given that test, 95% of them are deficient in vitamin D3. Now, what I've been taking is 2,000 IU minimum a day for a number of years of vitamin D3. On occasion, I'll take two of those and 4,000 IU, particularly in the winter when the sun is not out to make it. And, of course, you cannot go out in the sun, and you got to have the SPF 95 so you don't get the sun, doesn't touch your body. You see, all of these things are related. So this year, I do not expect to see anything, but what does Hawk expect to see? I expect to see the things in Matthew 24, Luke 21. The beginning of sorrows then escalate into the beginning of the tribulations, okay? So therefore, I do expect this. I don't necessarily see that the Republicans are winning these things in Georgia. I got a sneaking hunch. I got a sneaking hunch that, and I'll tell you a little secret why I found that today, Stacey Abrams' sister, who is the federal judge that yesterday ruled that the 4,000 people who questionably were registered properly in a certain a precinct or a certain area of the town of the state because they didn't live there or whatever, that they could have those could be counted. Well, today she's come back and ruled something different. She's ruled, well, they must fill out provisional ballots per law and verify with documentation that they do live where they live. Well, what's that tell me? That doesn't tell me that Raffensperger or Rapunzel, let down your head, or the Red Chinese, or Kemp, who's on one of the governors on the Red Chinese payroll, allegedly, in Georgia. It doesn't tell me that all of a sudden they've got, you know, born-again stuff, you know, or that they're down on the Red Chinese. What it tells me is that, allegedly, the demonic rat club, along with CIA and Red Chinese assistants, Illuminati assistants, that they figured out a way to even now steal more votes than that 4,000 so they ain't worried about it. So now if the Republicans are to win down there, that would be, I think, a miracle, because I could foresee this thing going totally wide open. Socialism, and it's not liberalism, it's not progressive, it is demon, commie, rat, and they're going to come. Remember what old Hawk said the first year he got on the radio? These people, I said, you had better sharpen your K-bar and load your magazines and get ready, because these people, these evil people, are coming to eat your liver and to take your house and to steal your wife, your children, or in many cases, they're going to steal your husband, ladies, and your children, and do with them what they wish. This is not a political deal. This is something that is so evil, ready to happen. And I fully expect them to come for the guns. I fully expect that, because they'll come for the guns. And I fully expect you'll see things like you will not be able to get your Social Security, your Medicare, any health care. You will not be able to get any food at the grocery store. You will not be able to get your prescriptions at the pharmacy. You won't be able to do any of that, or gasoline maybe even, without proof of the mark of the beast. You decide what the mark would be. But, you know, there's another component of that. Jesus tells you, in your patience, possess ye your souls. You have to worship the beast as well, don't you? As well as take the mark and then worship it. Somebody can force the mark on you, I suppose. And they can hold you down and jab you 33 times around your inner eyeballs and up and down your body, all right? But I'm going to tell you what. If you are with the Lord Jesus and he's with you and you've got the best deal in town, and if you're to lose your life, regardless of what these people do, you're going to have everlasting life with them in heaven. And when he comes back with his archangels, and probably old Greg Evenson coming down in a paratrooper suit, all right, with his jump boots on doing a halo. And if I'm gone and I'm there first, I'll come with him. Then they're going to come down and they're going to clean the clock of every Luciferian piece of scum and the 200 million man army at the Armageddon. So this is not a happy time for me. I am actually been trying to sleep a bit to catch up so that I might be more rested and ready to fight. And you know, it is quite an interesting scenario, you see. Psalm 144:1, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And that's to fight on behalf of the Lord Jesus against the evil. And to stand and protect your family, protect your home, protect your Bill of Rights. Now, a couple different things here which is kind of really interesting to me. Have you seen the fact that the Navy, I sent this to some of you, that the U.S. Navy, and I believe Steve Quayle posted on his website, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, which you can go there, scroll down to the bottom of all the articles and see, listen to Hawk Live and click on that. And you see that the U.S. Navy finally produced the patent of the triangular spacecraft, and even discusses the way that it moves and the type of propulsion and stuff it has. Now, that's interesting when you remember old Elizondo of ATAP, remember? And the Tic Tac and the U.S. Navy fighters and all that, and he had to resign and go on TV to do the breakthroughs and to show that there could be aliens out there. And now you got Lawrence Fishburne on one of the new History Channel things talking about Roswell as if it's a brand new idea. This is an opportunity for these people in the top slots to fool the young kids who have not had the education nor done the reading about such incidences that older people have done about Roswell and all these phenomena. So it is just interesting that Elizondo, and remember I said it's like he's trying to do disclosure and he's pretending like he has had to get rid of his commission and stop being part of the government, all that. And then on the Lawrence Fishburne thing, you got this ex-CIA guy, what's his name? Ben Smith. He was the guy on Escobar's Millions, wasn't he? Or Escobar's Billions, Hidden Billions. Ex-CIA. Well, you ain't ex-CIA, all right? Neither are you ain't. Once you're in that, you're never out. Once O&I, always O&I. CIA, CIA, all right? But you can have an epiphany as we move toward it on January the 6th, isn't it? 5th to the 6th. it's amazing how those coincide with the days of the keys of the presentation of the Electoral College votes to Congress, right? To the Senate. And to the House, right? Now, Josh Hawley of Missouri, the senator, he's gonna bust it up. He's gonna say, hey, I don't go along with these. And old Ben, sass your mouth up there in Nebraska. And why Nebraska, with a unicameral legislature, seems to always have somebody who's a CIA senator or representative, I'll never know. But we used to have others just like that in the past from up there. And it's a good state. But the fact of the matter is that hardly any judge anywhere has even heard any of the actual evidence of the stealing of the election, and it was stolen. So Hawley's saying, I'm standing up for 74 million Americans, all right? So I don't know what's going to happen there. But are we going to have true disclosure? Are we going to have not disclosure, but you're going to see pop, 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 fallen angel ships and alien pond scum ships appear everywhere? And well, then they put out on loudspeakers or with visual big displays. This goes back to Blue Beam, Operation Blue Beam, where Blue Beam was going to be where they started off initially. They were going to show big presentations of wherever you were at. It would be Jesus or Allah or Wakataka, the big white buffalo, or it could be any kind of a thing. Krishna. You see what I'm saying? It's going to be worldwide. They're going to convince everybody. That's the delusion from above, that they are there coming on behalf of Jesus, you see, or coming on behalf of Allah or whatever they're doing. And they're there to help you, and you must just go along with them, and they'll improve everything. They'll cure the cancers. They'll cure the COVIDs. They'll do all of that. But I'm going to tell you what. That's the delusion. Now, my old buddy from the Nut House, not truthfully the Nut House, but just it's an affectatious type name, is saying, hey, where's the church at? He's telling me today, he says, where's the church? Is it like, where's the urgency from the church? And I thought, well, there's no urgency from the church because basically they're under the strong delusion. They're under the delusion, and they're, a lot of them, frankly, are apostate. It's beyond the delusion. So, I mean, it's just, what are you going to do, you know? Here was the quote. What has happened to urgency in the church? Are you sensing it? It seems as a numbing has arisen. Well, as an arisen, a numbing has gone over the church and blinded the church, and that's all there is to it. And the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven in the Bible tells you about how in the end there's going to be a strong delusion, you see. And when the space man comes back, oh boy. But now, here we go again. Christmas Day. It's like a AI-designed lose-lose scenario. If they declare that a terrorist event, then everybody in downtown Nashville that got their block blown up, but without a crater. So what kind of bomb is it? And what is this? And what's that? I guess it's going to be solved so wondrously by Bodie Bowditch and Ray Ray. They're going to solve it just like you did Las Vegas, huh? Or is it because The gunshots were somebody shooting. Your three named Patsy. Three names. Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth, right? We've seen these other things before, have we not? Anthony Quinn Warner, right? Three named Patsy. You guys at the FBI are really genius for crooks, you know? Really geniuses, all right? Just really genius crooks, right? And that's what the hell you are. And even the guys lower down in the poll, who are pretty good people usually, who do their jobs and all that, you'd better get rid of the crap that has risen to the top of your organization, or you'll never have any cooperation or credibility ever again in this country as you move to start to grind the people along with China Joe and Commissar Kamala. And the fact that you never investigated, you were never on top of the facts. Oh, you were on top of it because you allegedly were COINTELPRO-ing it still to make sure that the election would be stolen. And that Trump, who your people in the FBI, you FBI agents, tried to do a coup d'etat. You're saying Trump's trying to do a coup now by having the, people come to a rally in D.C. on the 6th? You were the ones that tried the coup. You failed. You got caught. And then William P. Barr, Mr. CIA, covered it up. Just like I said he would when they first were appointing him. I warned Trump. I told you on air that Barr was not going to do doodly squat. And that he was CIA all the way. He covered up for the Clintons. He covered up for the Bush family. Centaur Rose. Jade Bridge in Arkansas. Operation Screwworm. He covered all that up. Even all those murders that, oh, they don't exist. You know, the Arkansides and all that. So now we're going all over again and again and again. So with China Joe and all of the Chinese stuff, and they're buying everybody. But there may be a lot of people come forward in the House, Republicans, to challenge the Electoral College. We'll see if they do. Results. But where you're headed with that is the probability that, as Hal Turner has, I believe, stated, he had alleged information that the deep state has told Trump if he's going to not concede and pitch a fit, then the war is going to come on and against him. And allegedly, President Trump has told them, bring it on. Well, if he decides to go that way and goes all the way, then we're going to have civil war, aren't we? And or the Red Chinese, maybe with the help of the Russian Iranians, pop, pop, fizz, fizz, bingo, knock out the power grid of the United States. And when I say knock out the power grid, people say, well, they can do that cyber. Yeah, but that doesn't knock out your car computers or the computers at the banks or this, that, and the other computer that you've got at home that's not in your protective sphere, all right? That's not in the wire cage or in the special Faraday cage or box that you provided. If you have the book 1 Second After, and if you still never read that by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, 1 Second After, I-40 down there at, by Black Mountain, North Carolina, and all throughout that becomes Swannoa. I know that area well. Becomes a parking lot on the thing, and within about an hour or two, all the food is gone. All right? You need to be preparing for civil war, warfare on a worldwide scale, like the Gog-Magog War, like I've told you about with Brother Quail. Back in 2004, I've been warning and warning and warning you about this and reading what Lord Jesus had to say because that's what I was called to do. And I thank the Lord that many of you have heeded the call and have done preparations. You'd have preparation to where you'd even become tired of doing them. Go back and renew and do some more. Because if you don't have 3.5 years of food for everybody in your household, then maybe you should add another ration or two as best you can. If you do not have shells for the shotgun or the rifle or the pistol, okay? Whether it be a .22 long rifle or whether it be a .38 special or a 9mm or a .45 or whatever it might be, or whether it might be old Mickey Lapua's 338 Lapua, or whether it might be some I know that's got that strong fitty, a strong fitty, you know? But I'm going to tell you what, they can just as easily take out from up above with an energy weapon. And you remember, I got hit by a portable electromagnetic weapon from a helicopter that was hovering at the end of my block 50 yards up the street at 100 feet above a tree, and the engine over-revved, and in my mind, the Lord said to me, run for your garage. And I took off out of the front yard, and I left my lawnmower there. I was mowing the lawn. I'd seen the helicopter, and when I heard that, I ran for my garage, and they zapped me. And that engine was revving, over-revving, like that, and bam, and then all of a sudden, I got hit, and I ran into the garage, but my right side, and I went inside, and my blood pressure was huge, and I had the stroke, and I laid down on the ground back in the bedroom, and I was just gone. We didn't know what had happened, and my right side of my body was numb for about the next 6 months, and then it hurt livers, pancreases, and all of that, and things that I had never had before, I got, all right? But I'm still here. Because I'm with the true CIC. I'm with the Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus with me. And when you know that, he's with you and you're with him, and our Father in heaven is with you and you're with him, then it gives you an opportunity to remove some of the fear. Oh, you can still be afraid for your life or your family or something. But I'm going to tell you what, in general, the level of fear is much less. So if you haven't done it, you need to get right with Lord Jesus right now. You need to go ahead and take advantage of that. If you're the last straggler, if you're backslid, or if you think you're so far gone. I'm glad I watched the Godfather movies again last night. I watched the marathon. Because there's one opportunity in there where the guy who's Cardinal Lamberto in the movie, which in real life would have been John Paul I, the Pope that was poisoned, allegedly, after about 20, 30 days or whatever it was. And that was the time in the Vatican banking schedule and all that. But this, in the scene, it's with Michael Corleone, and they're in this little area in a grotto or a little garden in the Vatican. And this Cardinal takes out a stone and smacks it on side of the fountain and says, see, Europe is like this stone. It's been immersed in the water of Christianity for all these years, but when you break open the stone, it's still dry. So the trick is to get right with Lord Jesus. And Corleone thought he was too far gone. He was beyond redemption. Yet he confessed of his sins through the cardinal to the Lord, all right? So I'm telling you, there's an opportunity now to do that. There won't be all that many more opportunities to do that. The time has come to where you got to choose. Which side are you on? You're going to walk between the reins? Remember, Lord Jesus said, I would that thou were hot or cold or cold or hot. Remember? Revelations? If thou be, lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Let's not be lukewarm. Now I see that the Pentagon has ordered aircraft carrier out of the Gulf, which is the Persian Gulf. And potential Iran de-escalation. It's supposedly bringing the only supercarrier home. Now, the fact of the matter is, the B-52 bombers flew over the United States and Persian Gulf, show of force, but the Nimitz is normal area of operation, you see. Apparently, it's straight to Hormuz, but I'm going to tell you, it's not necessarily de-escalation, is that Iran has missiles that can dead duck the carrier group in the Persian Gulf. So what they might probably do is they'll bring it out into the Indian Ocean again. But now we understand that the Red Chinese have drone submarines at the mouth of the Indian Ocean looking out, and they got ability to hit our subs or our vessels right there. Drone subs that are just out there. That means that the Russians are out there with their drones. We have some of that as well. But we're going to have war, rumors of war, earthquakes in diverse places. You're going to have famines, pestilences, you see. Volcanoes are going to blow. The sky might go a little dark with dust and stuff in it. You'd better have lamp oil and wicks, just like Lord Jesus said. You better have 120-hour candles and one more can of Chunky or Progresso soup. I bought two extra cans of beef barley soup, Progresso, the other day at the grocery store and put them on the shelf. Because that operates and gives two rations. Is one ration each for an entire day for two people. That's another day. Another day when you can stand and fight and stand for the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm not one to say that everybody should take their firearms and go to D.C. on January the 6th. I think that part, aspect of it, is a trap. And there was a reason that helicopter gunships in the Zephyr Hills, northeast of Tampa, and what's a Brooksville or the Brookfield or Brooksville National Guard or Reserve Base up there, they're practicing not for Red Chinese to come in. They're practicing about how to take on Trump supporters, you see. They're practicing for civil war against Christian patriots. So I don't say go throw yourself on the pile and make sure everybody gets in the same little district of criminals so that then helicopter gunships can come in and zap everybody. Apparently President Trump is going to speak there. But that holding a rally is not enough. It's not going to happen in the courts. The only way it would happen is if President Trump decided that it was going to happen, then if any military would follow his orders. And that's doubtful at this point. But if it comes close to that, the Chinese and the Russians will blow crap up, the Iranians here inside the United States. You can also take the power grid out by hitting 9 key power grid substations, as I told you years and years ago, because that was from a particular testimony in Congress about the power grid. Incidentally, the 1 second after, if you have the power grid of the United States go down, with EMP-type weapons, electromagnetic pulse-type weapons, okay, the power grid goes down all over the country, the car shut off for the most part, Your home computers don't work. This one doesn't work. That doesn't work. The bank doesn't have anything. Wall Street doesn't have your 401k or your IRA or your stock account. And everybody gets zeroed out, and what you got is what you got. Brother Quayle has been said for years. I listened to him in the 90s saying, you only got what you got in your hands and what you got at home. All right? So, there is cause to be understanding that the election was stolen, but if no court hears it, did the tree fall in the woods? If nobody else besides Fox or Newsmax or OAN says it, you see what I'm saying in terms of the larger media outlets, then has anybody heard it? Many of us know a lot about it. And that's why I've told you since 2004, sharpen your K-bar, load your magazines, and let's hope that for whichever rifle you have, that you've got about 10 or 12 of them, all right? 10 or 12 30-round mags, and that you got other stuff on you. You got your house load, you got your fighting load ready to go, and then you got your big fighting load or your house load and your defense load. Whether it be in your house and you're going to shutter in, or you've got and you're going to your bug out location, and many of you have already gone there and made that choice and made that decision. And a lot of you are now pleased that you were able to do that and you had made provision to do it and that you had sacrificed to do it. But wherever you're at, start to look for places that if you had to move, you could go down the road a little bit and find a piney grove or something, or some kind of a creekside or a hillside or a little cave or every door that ain't locked when no one's around. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand that along country roads are blockhouse buildings or brick buildings that are originally put up by railroads, you know, when the tracks went through, or high lines, when the high lines went through. And in there is an availability to shelter yourself because nobody really comes around to check it. There are areas under trestles and places like that and in bridges. And in most of the older style bridges, at the bottom of the bridge, there's a little door back there where the old bridge keeper keeps his stuff, you know? And there used to be on top of the bridges, the bridge keeper's house up there, which aren't used that much or anymore for the most part. Or there's a garage somewhere that nobody ever does anything with it. Or an industrial building that's gone, you know, doesn't have any industry in it anymore. And nobody really does anything with it, all right? There are basements and sub-basements and things like that that are available as alternative sheltering deals. If there is, like, nuclear wars and that kind of a thing, there are parking garages, right? Parking garages, things like that. In Kansas City, there is entire cave structures, underground, limestone caves, the largest cave storage system in the world. And it has been filled with food and that kind of a thing. And there are businesses in there. There are railroads. There are roads and all kind of stuff that has multiple entrance points. Down in the Ozarks, southern Missouri and Arkansas, there's all kind of places like that. Find you an alternative place to be, maybe two or three. In terms of communication, you're going to have to go and keep some FRS, GMRS radios. Knowing everything that's going to go on all around the world is not going to be possible because the internet will be down and the HF comms will be jammed, and then there will also be, even when you use your little handhelds and stuff on a local basis, there's going to be triangulation and people are going to be doing it, so you're going to have book codes, or one-time pads, you see. And you'll have to understand that and know how to do that yourself. Book codes, where each person has the same book, and you go to page, paragraph, sentence, word, you see what I'm saying? Or dictionaries. You got a dictionary, has a left and a right-hand side of the paper. You got page, left, right, word down, definition, whatever. You got all that kind of stuff because you're going to have to do it, but you're going to have to communicate in small bits. Otherwise, you're going to see the Hellfire missile or the you see. And you're going to get a crazed tail gunner or a crazed door gunner from hell with the cranking gun, you know. It's going to zip you lickety-split. So we're going to have to be smarter. This is not going to be your great-great-grandpapa's Civil War. It would be more like the Apaches or Native Americans or more like the Swamp Fox or the Mel Gibson character, which is an amalgamation of several characters during the Revolutionary War, or the Viet Cong, of all people, you see. It's going to be a guerrilla war, then they're going to have 12 people to every one of you to throw that off. But the key to being able to do that and to survive until Lord Jesus and his archangels come back, the key to that is to have sufficient food, water purification or filtration, water treatment, water storage, firearms, ammunition, medical supplies, things that will help knock out the COVID. I was telling you D3 that I take. I also take the Mezzo Silver. The Mezzo Silver is the highest quality silver. You can go to Steve Quayle account, click through to Mezzo Silver, go up there and read the information about it at Purest Colloids, owned by Frankie Keyes. I've told you many times on air about Frankie and how that was used by the Red Chinese, allegedly. They ordered pallets full of 5-gallon containers from Frank to treat people with the original SARS virus in Hong Kong. And then they offered to buy it afterwards. Well, there's a reason for that. Colloidal silver, the purest colloidal silver, will kill bacteria, viruses, parasites, will help to purify water. I have used it topically. I've used it in my eyes when I've had a pink eye, you know, or an eye infection. I've used it and it cleared it up. I take 3, 4, 5 eyedroppers a day in water that I've tried to run through a Berkey filtration system or that I've gotten as a very pure, you know, bottle water of something. So you've got to have all of those things. Firewood. How are you going to keep warm? How are you going to cook? Do you have warm clothes? And I'm going to tell you, I think that we're still in for a minor minima or a mini ice age. Because if the sun gets darkened out with volcanic eruptions, with quake activity, with nuclear war, fallout, all right? And it doesn't necessarily have to be fission warfare. It could be what old George Poppy Bush gave to the Red Chinese. He gave them the neutron bomb. Brother Steve Quayle years ago had Cohen, the guy that invented the neutron bomb, said that George Bush gave it to the Red Chinese. Back then, there's all kind of stuff they can do. But the time will be shortened for the elect, will it not? But if it wasn't shortened, Jesus said there will be no flesh be saved. This is going to be hardcore. Get prepared for it. Yes, within that, have love, have happiness, have a little joy. Take a time out for a few hours to enjoy yourself and your family. Have a nice day. Have a good afternoon. Have a little bit of relaxation, but continually prepare methodically for what is to come. And then that will keep you, from fearing so much. The dollar has suffered its worst yearly loss since 2017. Just be aware of that. If you have a large amount of your preparations already done, then get a hold of Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, and order some gold and silver. If you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, silver, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. That's the easiest. Checks, A-OK. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you, 10,000 folks. Do not go into their Luciferian and lockdown night without a fight. But don't throw yourself on the first pile that starts. The gorilla hides in the shadows and makes one sound. Just like the sea in their shape. So be a bit more compassionate. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, mighty men of valor, high tech, right below.